Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
You don't know how excited Morris is to be here with you tonight. I have only, one regret, and that's that the pastor is on vacation. I'm trying to figure out how young he is, and I will be 86 years old in young, in just a few weeks. And he gets to go on a sabbatical. I haven't had my first one yet. And you may be seated. Mama's in the house with us tonight. Stand up, sweetheart. Isn't she beautiful? Wow, am I lucky? In just a few days, this is what, July 10th? 9th? 9th. July 28th, Mama and I will celebrate our 66th wedding anniversary. Now, you ought to stand up and shout! You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, John, I'm going to have to give this to you. I brought a special gift for our pastor. You know, every time I ask him or my people ask him, would you please come to the conference either here in San Diego or he's flown to other parts of the world to be with Brother Cirillo, and he's never one time turned me down. How could I turn him down from being... Only thing, he sneaked out on me. I didn't know that until a few moments ago. If I knew that, maybe I would have snuck on. Anyhow, I brought him a very favorite book of mine. It's called, it's in its fifth or sixth or seventh printing, I'm not sure. It's called, Lord, Teach Us to Pray. Anybody here have an idea that maybe we could learn a breakthrough that would help us to pray prayers that always get answered? Pray prayers that penetrate spiritual darkness? How many of you know that you can do the best you can here in San Diego? And I'm so proud of this church. You all know how much I love this church and love your pastor and my daughter and my grandson and lots of our people that work in our office attend this church regularly. But there's only one way that we will turn the spiritual tide here in San Diego. It will not be with a lot of organization. God knows it won't take denominationalism, because we've had that for 300 years here in San Diego, and still the greatest majority of the people here in San Diego are unsaved and are going to hell. Did you know that you could penetrate the world? Did you know that? I went to India, pioneered India. You like stories? I pioneered it, as you know, most of Morris's. You don't mind me if I call myself by my name? Most of Morris's life and ministry has been outside the United States of America. There was a period of time, because I'm celebrating my 71st anniversary of ministry this year, 71 years. Somebody ought to shout. Thank you. You're wonderful. I may come back. It's been outside the United States, except there was a time when I was getting started, when I was in my early 20s, when I had a great big tent. It was Oral Roberts, Morris Cirillo, Jack Coe. I had a great big tent. It was 240 feet long, 120 feet wide, seated thousands of people. And outside of that little period of time, about 5 years, most of my life has been in Africa, been in India, been in South America. I think in almost every open nation in the world. And we've seen that's what we're building the Legacy Center for. We've seen 3 million, no, that's not 3 million now. Lynn, are you here? 5 million. We have seen 5 million nationals raised up under this ministry in schools of ministry from around the world. 5 million. Now, you know what? I would love to see God raise you up tonight. I would love to see God give you such an anointing tonight that you will never be the same again. Your life, your family, your ministry. Oh, somebody give him a clap offering. So I was probably the first, forgive me if I have to refer to myself. You didn't get that. That went to another one of your campuses. I pioneered one of the hardest nations in the world in my early 1960s, India. Some of my dear friends, like T.L. Osborne, who was a great man of God. Anybody ever hear of T.L. Osborne? All right. Great. He was one that God used first to pioneer overseas evangelism. great man of God. And when he went to India, they tore down his platform. They forced him out of the country, never had one service. The forces of darkness were so great. When I went to India, I went to many different boroughs and had huge crusades of 200,000-300,000 people in a single service, 100,000 Hindus in one night giving their life to Jesus Christ. I was in Mumbai, in Bombay. I had a school of ministry. We had to build tents and posts with straw on them because we had so many, we had 20,000 people in the school. Now you didn't hear me. No, too late. Too late. I love you anyhow. Now you missed a good place to say we love you too, Brother Strong. No, too late. You gotta be faster. I walked off the platform. It was five, God knows we don't need to exaggerate. There were 500,000 people in that one meeting. I walked off the platform. The police were standing there. Now, I've been in jail more times than I want to testify. Mexico, I've been in jail 3 times. And every time, a miracle like what happened for Peter happened for Mars. Only thing is, it was 2,000 years later. And the truth was, God does not change. Yes! Oh, my God. So the police were there. They grabbed me, threw me in the back of a squad car, drove me off to the headquarters, and I faced one of the most demonic people I ever saw in my life. Not this far away from each other. He cursed me up and down and inside out and called me every foul name you could possibly think of. I wondered why. They put me, they incarcerated me. Next day, they put me on a plane, sent me back to the United States. But you know, when I left the area where I was incarcerated at the airport, every one of those policemen who was taking charge of my life got on their knees, kissed my feet. They knew that they had been handling a prophet of God. Now, that was over 20 years ago. I was barred from India. While I went to Africa and Indonesia and all of the places of the world, I could never get back into India. I tried. I had a lot of political friends. And from the very top people in India, nobody could get a breakthrough for Mars. They barred me. They blackballed me. They wrote on my passport, don't ever let this man back into the country again. You know, I wondered, why in the world did they do this? I found out that man's wife got saved. His daughter came to Christ in one of my meetings. And he had to live at home with a wife and a daughter that were born again. But that didn't help me. I couldn't get back in. Now, this past year, how many of you believe that God moves by seasons? He also moves in by cycles. This I want to tell you why I brought this book for a pastor, not knowing he wasn't going to be here, but John's going to give it to him. Right. Lord, teach us to pray. You remember after one of the greatest miracles that Jesus performed, a group of disciples were listening to the master pray. You know, there's differences of prayers. Some prayers penetrate. Some prayers prevail. Some prayers break through. Other prayers never go higher than the ceiling. And those disciples asked the Lord this question or this request. You remember it? They said to the master, Lord, teach us to pray. Now, there was a prayer that was just prayed by Jesus that was different . It's not that these disciples had not heard prayers before. They'd been in the synagogue. They saw the Torah unraveled and the prayers prayed out of the prayer books by the rabbis. But never did they hear a prayer prayed like the Son of God prayed. A prayer that ascended to the throne of his Father. A prayer that brought him the answers to demons that came under the control of his voice. How do you pray like that? My best-selling book, and I'm not selling books, I didn't bring you any. John, would you come take this to the pastor with my love? And I wrote a little blessing in there for him. Thank you. Now, if I don't tell you the rest of the story, the first lady, Mama, we call her Mama, she'll get me home tonight. She'll put her little bony finger in my face. And she'll say, "You didn't finish the Indian story." No, so I'm gonna finish it. You like stories? Beginning of last year, before this year came, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. And God said to me, "Son, this year, 2017, will be my season of prayer. I will answer prayer like I have never answered prayer before." Is there anybody here that believes God speaks to people today? You write down that little scripture, or I don't know whether you record these meetings, Amos 3:7. God will do nothing except he first reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. God does not delight in mysteries. God gets glory when he prophesies something first, when he reveals something first, and then it comes to pass. Then he gets the glory because it happened exactly as he spoke it. Anybody ever see that happen in your life? You get ready. If Morris is a true prophet of God, God has sent me by tonight to just whisper to you something awesome is about to happen in your life. God is about to raise you to a new spiritual level. God's about to take you into the experience of power and authority. Oh, I don't know whether you... Now, you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that. I remember when Jesus came out of that intense time of embattlement with Satan. And the Bible tells us that he came out of that warfare stronger, more powerful. He wasn't washed up, you know, like some of us. "Oh, I just had to come with the devil. I feel like I'm washed up." You're not supposed to come out of the battle like that. You're supposed to come out of the battle shouting, jumping, victorious, glorifying him. And you remember the scripture very well in Luke. What happened to Jesus? He started to perform miracles, and you know the next thing that happened? Now, don't think. Anybody here want to be used by God? Yes. Well, I'd like to get you in a school of ministry for just about 3 days. Now, you don't want to go. Now, you don't want it, so you're not going to get it. I'm going to take it to, Monday. I'm leaving for Belgium, and then the next day I'll be in Paris, then the next day I'll be in Holland, then the next day I'll be in London. I'm gonna take it to them. You're not gonna get it. I give you one more chance. Anybody here want to be used by God? I'm not talking about teaching a Sunday school class. I'm talking about fulfilling what Jesus commanded. Go to my Father, ask Him anything that you will. If you use my name, you will have the power, you will have the authority. Every knee will bow before my name. Just because you can jump up anytime you want to, when Papa goes like this, just be seated. Just because God will use you, don't think everybody will bless you. You'll be like the President of the United States. The more success you have, the greater the fake news is. You know, the devil is full of fake news. So he leaves, and he heads up towards the Galilee. Why? Because the people rejected him and cast him out of the city. Said, get out. So he goes out. He meets a demon-possessed man. Remember the story? And he casts out the devil. The Bible says, with his word. My God. What a power is in your mouth. The demons obey him. They come out. The man is cast on the ground. And all of the people that assembled and saw the miracle began to cry out, what a word is this? With power. Anybody want to be used by God? With power. Read it. And with authority. The word power comes from the word dunamis. With dunamis. And the word authority comes from the word exousia. Means with dunamis and exousia. And the word exousia, which it means authority, means that when you speak, everything that falls from your lips must come to pass and come under your control. Oh, my God. Somebody put your hands up and give God praise. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Sakaba Shandalabataka. If you have the prayer language of the Holy Spirit, stand on your feet. Slip your both hands up to God and praise Him in the prayer language of the Holy Ghost. Sakaba Shandalabataka.
Rababush barre veste che le barre veste che di Rababobo sacarini Jeborebo siki porebobo shepa. Forget about the person on your right. Forget about the person on your left. This is your time to talk to God. He that prays in an unknown tongue does not speak to man, but he speaks to God.
You're talking to God.
Lord, a new strength, O God. Yay, Rabosaka Terebaboshaka. Rabostikilabo Rabostaparivisa. Leporamande Poko Rabai. Raboshika Panderiando Rabasanda. Lord, we will tread on serpents and over all the works of the enemy. And Lord, nothing shall by any means harm us. Yay, Kukababu Shekaya. Mandobo, the power of the word, O God, in our mouth. Yay, Labo Sataribo Sheke. Mandarabo Shabara. O Pakaribu Sikaribu Se.
Stay under this rich anointing. It's the anointing that breaks every yoke. There are yokes over your life, hindrances over your life. They're going to be broken tonight, not tomorrow. Tonight! Tonight!
Yeah, God.
You may be seated. When you go deep into the interpretation of those words, what they're saying is this: what is in this man's mouth? For 20 years, I was barred. The man that God used to raise up, I do not exaggerate. That's why legacy will be built here. Because God asked Morris, 1960, on my face in a hotel room in Porto Alegre, Brazil, son, build me an army. I was in Israel in November of this year. No, last year, sorry. I got a call from my vice president of our ministries outside the United States. Greg is in charge of the United States and Europe and Canada. This other gentleman, his name is Don Mandel. He'd been also with Brother Srila for, maybe close to 40 years. How long have you been around here, Greg?
30.
30 years. Well, don't go anyplace. I got a phone call from his office here in San Diego. We have 110 employees here in San Diego in our office. And they said, Brother Srila, something's happened. I said, what is it? They said, we just got word from San Francisco that they have told us to tell you they have stamped your passport with an Indian visa, you can go to India. Come on, somebody give God praise. You say, Brother Triller, what did you do? I went in Jerusalem, needing to come back to the United States for other things that we were doing. Instead, I talked to Don. I said, Don, let's go to India. He said, from Israel? I said, sure. I said, let's just hop on a plane. We got our visas. We got our passports. Let's go to India. We ran to New Delhi, put a meeting together. We had 2,000 pastors overnight that came all over to welcome God's servant back to India. Oh, God, we give you praise. Wow. I was told, when I came in here, they said, you only got 10 minutes. I said, 10 minutes? I never went by a clock in my life. No, I'm only fooling you. But I think my time is just about up, so I got time to tell you one more story. One more story. How many of you would like one day to be able to come to a school of ministry and really get equipped to be mightily used by God, would you? I gotta tell you two stories. One is really a cute one. You know, when I used to travel with the big tent, we used to carry 3,000 chairs in trailers. You know the old tent days? Anybody ever been in one of the old tent days? Well, yes, you know tent days. And my son and I have three children, two boys and a girl. And my oldest son, David, he was here tonight. But by any chance, does he sneak in here? No, he's not here. Well, he's just coming to... David, come up here. Come on up here. You want to meet him? Come on, David, come up here. Bless your heart. As you know, David is the president of one of the finest cable networks in the world, the Inspirational Network. Hey, son. Wow, I didn't know you was here.
I've been here, I couldn't miss it.
Oh, bless your heart. He's gonna move to California.
Yeah. Someday.
I'm going to heaven, he's coming to California. Say hi.
You're telling the stories, not me. I'm waiting to hear this India story.
I told the India story.
What's the other cute one you were going to tell?
Well, it's on you.
Well, then I'm definitely sitting down.
When my children were small, we all traveled together because it was in the 50s, and we were all traveling in the tent.
And I would sleep in the truck.
Yeah, right. And David had a friend that he brought to one of the tent meetings, and I would always take my watch off. I don't have it on tonight. I was worn. So I would take my watch off, and I would put it on the pulpit and look at it and pick it up and put it down. And his friend would ask him, why does your dad do that? You know, it was an unsaved boy, and he said to him, well, what does that mean? And my son looked at him and said, doesn't mean anything.
And it still doesn't.
Oh, my God. And it just a little extra hair on this microphone. Not much. Just raise it up a hair. This is a 70-year-old voice. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I want to just tell you this. I love you so much. I would, and I'm not supposed to be here. You say to me, Morris, why do you say that? Well, because I really should be in heaven. Over a year ago, I was stricken with an incurable disease. It's called, it's very hard to pronounce. Called vasculitis. It's a disease that it's like demonic. It eats your flesh till you get holes in your flesh. There were times I did not know where I was. My darling wife hardly knew how to handle me. She would call the ambulance 3 times, the ambulance carried me away to the hospital. I did not know where I was. I had no sense. Went to the hospital to die. The doctors could not do anything for me. I had the best medical doctors. Excuse me. But thank you so much. Don't go away. Thank you. I took medicine. I was in pain 24 hours a day. I took the highest pain pills allowed. They could not help me. They alleviated a little of the pain, but not all. Your pastor, he's so special. You can give him a clap, Bobby. He and his wife came to my home, sat in one of my rooms together with me. I didn't even know they were there. That's how I was out. I had no control over myself. He came and visited me in the hospital beside the other visit. And I can remember him reaching over my bed and putting his arms around me and hugging me. And I can remember him praying in the hospital. I can remember that. I must tell you this because I want to be totally transparent. I never prayed for God to heal me. You say, why, Mars? You know what my prayer was? I prayed, God, take me home. I didn't want to live anymore. I wanted to go home. I told him, you know, I talk to God just like I talk to you. Is it all right if I didn't come out here like some big shot preacher and just talk to you? Is that all right? I prayed, God, I gave you 70 years of my life. I've traveled. When I get back from these few European meetings, I'll go right to Nicaragua. After Nicaragua, I'll go to Costa Rica. After Costa Rica, I'll go to Peru. After Peru, I'll go to... No, after Costa Rica, I'm going up, Peru, I'm going up to Ecuador. And then to Havana, Cuba. A different place every night. I've done this for 70 years. I said, God, enough. You've got 70 years. I'm not giving you any more. I said, take me home. While I prayed for God to take me home, people like you in this church were praying, God, don't take him. So if any of you prayed for me, thank you. You know, how do you overcome someone like this beautiful lady? How do you do 66 years? While I'm praying, God, I want to go home, she's praying, God, don't you dare take him. She said, he's not finished yet. No, we gotta build and leave the legacy for the glory of God. So, we're sitting one day, her and the beautiful lady over alongside of her, and I think I seen Lynn Nod somewhere. Oh, there he is behind. You're hiding him? Yeah, I can understand that. His son plays football first string for Arizona Cardinals. He would have played for the San Diego Chargers, but they moved. So we're here, four of us, six, actually with me was five. We're sitting there, I'm in my wheelchair. Did you know my leg was totally paralyzed? Could not walk. And I'm sitting in my wheelchair. We're just talking about the Lord, the five of us, and we're worshiping God. All of a sudden, in that room, came the most awesome, incredible presence of God. Swept that room. I was able get up out of my wheelchair. I'm not paralyzed anymore. Show you the greatest miracle in the world. Now, Morris is known for ministry to the sick, the blind, the deaf, the crippled. I believe that humbly, I have probably seen as many miracles, or maybe probably more, than any person that ever lived from the days of Christ, including Bible days, to today. How do you have 200,000 people in a single service night after night unless somebody's getting a healing? Somebody's getting a miracle. Something's happening. I want to show you. You have a screen back here, one of the most beautiful I've seen in the world. Now, that's Papa's leg. And that's only just part of it, but that's what you can see. That's the vasculitis. That's his leg here, and it's eating away my flesh. And then the greatest miracle I have ever seen in 71 years. Wow. Watch it. By Papa, be seated. John, I'm only gonna just lift up this pant leg. I'm not gonna do any more, I promise you. Okay, help me out. Now, lift up the pant leg there, and you're gonna see, that's my stocking. Yep. Yeah, take my stocking down. Take it all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. Now, is that not the best looking leg you've ever seen? Woo! John, you know what happened? God grew new flesh over that vasculitis and took the vasculitis away, healed the vasculitis, and grew flesh. Now, feel my leg, feel it. Go all the way down, feel it. Rub it. Feel that? What's it like?
Feels good. Feels strong.
Brand new flesh.
Smooth.
Baby flesh.
Incredible.
I want two or three of you people, come on down, feel my leg. Come on down, darling. Come on, you can feel it. Come on. Half a dozen of you, come on, feel that miracle.
break.
Let's give God praise. I want you to remain standing. I want to read to you two scriptures. Anybody ready for this? Matthew, the 9th chapter. No, let's go to the 10th chapter. Well, let's go to the 9th chapter. And the 37th and 38th verses, and then the 10th chapter, first verse. Listen to it. Then said he, somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, what kind of a person do you want to be? When he had called unto him his 12 apostles, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness. Oh no. We don't have any power to heal. A bunch of babies that stand behind the pulpit and don't have the power or the authority to take what Jesus promised them. Don't you ever dare say you don't have the power. You have power. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, if I had time tonight and I'm through, no, I'm not through, but I'm gonna stop. You'll find out if you study the word where Jesus taught or promised, you'll always find, without exception, he gave commandments, but he always included ministry to the sick and to the afflicted and to the demon-possessed. Why? Because he came here for this purpose. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest. That means this is the reason why he came, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You have the power. Use it. You have the authority. Claim it. Slip both hands up to God. And Greg, let's give God praise. God, you said that when I tell this testimony, you would release a wave of healing power. I pray for every sickness, yes, every disease, yes, every affliction, yes, every torment. Be healed, yes, now.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.